So it's quite emotional as we come to the end of the dollops. A lot of lasts to come on the dollop. A couple of days ago was my last dollop from my kitchen in Sheffield. The day before that was my last walking audio dollop from Sheffield. Plus we've said goodbye to my housemates Ben and Elsa today. Very emotional. It is the last dollop from the bath. Now I hope the hardcore dollop fans aren't going to be too disappointed. When I say hardcore dollop fans, don't worry, I'm not like meaning like that. You're thinking, my God, he's in the bath and he's talking about hardcore dollop fans. I hope the hardcore dollop fans aren't going to be too disappointed when I tell you that this is not my bath from Sheffield, which is where we've done the previous bath time dollops. But nonetheless, it's the last time I'll do a dollop in the bath. Oh, but who's going to clean up the mess afterwards? Gets funnier every time we do it. That joke. The water is lovely and warm. I've got Ray Dox. Hello, Ray. How are you doing, mate? Thanks for joining me in the bath. No problem, mate. There's Ray Dox there. Some of the hardcore dollop fans who've heard previous baths might be thinking, where's Billy? You had Billy with you in the bath before. Oh, well, Billy is my Sheffield bath partner. Ray Dox is my Hartlepool bath partner. They don't mind. There's no jealousy between the two of them. And I'm having a good old soak.
Hey, that's no way to talk about me.
I've been teetotal for the last 4 months.
Sorry, Ray. Sorry. You're quite right.
Oh, yes. I think there is something. I mean, a lot of the dollop regulars who've heard the other two bath time dollops will be able to attest. There is just something, I think, about sitting in the water that just makes me hilarious. Even more hilarious than normal. In fact, the first joke I ever did, I think I was about 5 years old or something, that was made when I was in the bath. So here's my joke from 5 years old that I made when I was in the bath. As you'll hear, it is very much bath inspired. In fact, this was my 5-year-old eureka moment, proving, I think, that all the best ideas happen in the bath. Discovery of upper thrust and weighing gold, and this joke that I made when I was 5-year-old. All the best ideas happen in the bath. So here we go. There was a man. I mean, it could be a woman, to be honest. There's no reason why it has to be a man, but it was a man in my 5-year-old joke, so I will keep it there. What can I say? Maybe I was a bit of a bigot when I was 5. There was a man, he was in the bath, and he wanted to ring his girlfriend, who was called Wet. But he was in the bath, so he couldn't use the phone, so he had to get out. And when he got out of the bath, he was ringing Wet. So that's the joke. I mean, it's not the best joke ever, is it, really? I mean, we've had at least 5 better jokes than that in the dollop series. I've thought about a way of improving the joke, though, quite a lot. Because I think the problem with the joke doesn't really work. I mean, for a start, there's nobody called Wet. It's not really a common name, is it? I don't know anyone called Wet. It's not really a name, so that doesn't work. And also, I've said the word in the punchline, and it's kind of like a bit of a rule, isn't it? You don't say the actual punchline before you do it, because everyone knows what you're doing. So, I had a lot to learn at the age of 5. I hadn't mastered comedy until I was 7. But I've taken what I've done at the age of 5, and I've improved upon it. And I think this is now a much better joke. So here we go. So to do this joke properly, I have to put on an accent. I was in the bath when my dog was violently sick. Oh no, I thought, I need to call for help. So I got out of the bath to make a phone call. And when I got out of the bath, I was ringing Vet. There you go. So I had to put on an accent there, obviously, to make the joke work and pretend that my grasp of English wasn't very good to make the joke work there, missing out the A. And so it's not, I was ringing a vet. I was ringing a vet. And that's a much better joke. It doesn't mention the word in the punchline as well. I don't say ringing, I don't say vet. There's a bit more of a story behind it as well, isn't there, with the dog? It kind of sidelines you. You think, oh, this is going to be a joke about a dog. No, it's a play on words about a Russian man or an Austrian or something like that, not being able to say W's. Hence the hilarity. There's a few little decoys there. A few little curveballs. Well, aren't you curved balls, David? I said curveballs, Ray, not curved balls. All right. Anyway, let's not talk about the shape of my testicles on the dollop. Thank you. Because I'm very sensitive. You are very sensitive. But yeah, okay, Ray. But hopefully I'll remember to edit that bit out, because that'll be embarrassing, that bit there. I'll edit this bit out. I mean, I'm a bit worried that I'm a bit busy with the dollops at the moment. You know, I've got to release like 2 a day to catch up. I'm a bit worried that I might forget to edit this bit out. I might just kind of like think, oh yeah, that was fine, that dollop. I'll just put it out as it is without any editing. And then I'll be all embarrassed if this bit makes it. You can remind me at the end, Ray, to edit this out so we don't have that embarrassment. That'll be good. I mean, the thing is, people might think it was a joke. Like, you might think that I've invented you as a character. That's what people seem to think with Billy in the bath. They sort of think that I invent these characters.
and that you're not a real person.
But I'm so lifelike, David.
Well, of course you are so lifelike, but I'm a very good actor, you know, that's the thing. And it's not, I'm just saying that I'm such a good actor that people can believe that I brought these characters to life. It also doesn't help that we don't speak at the same time. Well, you told me not to. I know, I have my rules. And you know, I will be obeyed at all times, Ray.
Yes, I know.
And what happened last time. And I have the rubber duck ready should we need it. All right, David, I understand. Thank you.
I mean, it helps, Ray, the fact that you have the same name as some bubble bath, so that people will probably assume that I'm not actually with someone called Ray Docks, that I'm just talking about the bubble bath and I've made a bit of a joke about it. So actually, that's quite a good coincidence, really, isn't it? I suppose that has worked in your favour, yes. And then me saying this bit about not editing it out and saying that you're not a character and all that kind of thing, and that I haven't acted you, people won't go, oh, well, he's admitted it. People will just think this is all part of the act as well. I suppose that's very clever. It is very clever, Ray, yeah. So people won't know. Like, for instance, if I just reach over here and do this to you. Oh. They'll just think I'm squeezing some shampoo. They won't actually know what's really happening, Ray. Oh. Which is a good job, because my dad listens to this sometimes. There we are. Oh. Yeah, you like that bit at the end. Now, a lot of people will just think that's me putting the lid on the shower gel. Funny than you. Anyway, and now people will just think I'm joking about this as well, so that's the beauty of it, Ray. I'm trying to think of some other one-liner jokes that I've come up with. As it's Christmas, we're going to have a couple of Christmas cracker-esque jokes. How about this one? Did you hear about the eminent scientist whose trousers kept falling down? He was hoping to win the Nobel Prize. Did you hear about the man who was caught with his penis in the spokes of a bicycle?
What? How do you know about that, David?
No, it's a joke, Ray. I've made it up.
Oh, all right. Forget I said anything.
Sorry about that, listeners. I don't know. Ray's got a guilty conscience there. Anyway, sorry. Did you hear about the man... Did you hear about the man who got caught with his penis in the spokes of a bicycle? Apparently, he was bi-curious. Bike-curious.
There we are.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody! I'm just doing this so that when you pull your Christmas crackers and you read the joke, suddenly it doesn't seem so bad. I've lowered the bar so much that now the Christmas crackers will seem hilarious, so I've actually done you a favour by doing this dollop. I'm going to go and wash my hair. I'm not German. I know you're not German, Ray, but I mean my hair follicles. All right, I see. Oh dear, I feel a bit daft now. It's all right, Ray, people will just assume that you're doing a joke there, or that I'm doing a joke pretending to be you, so don't feel embarrassed about it. People really honestly won't think that you exist, Ray. I wouldn't worry about your reputation. That was the last ever dollop in the bath experience. It's all very emotional. I'll be back with something else tomorrow, or later today technically, because I'm still a week behind. But I'll be back later anyway with dollop 353. Alright then, well, I've been sitting up doing this dollop in the bath, because obviously I didn't want to submerge myself in the water because people wouldn't be able to hear me. But now the dollop's finished, I can give myself a good Duncan. Oh, Duncan, it's Ray, David. I'm called Ray.
What?
No, I know Ray, I'm saying I'm going to dunk myself under the water. Oh, right, sorry. You're a jealous man. I'm sorry. It's just what we have is so special, and I thought Duncan was... Anyway, never mind, let's not spoil what we have.
Here you go, this'll cheer up, Ray.
Oh, yes. I love this bit. Oh, very nice. Oh, thank you, David. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yes, very nice. Oh, thank you, David. It's okay, Ray. You like that, Ray? Oh, ready for the big finale, Ray? The big finish? Oh, is there a big finish here, is there?
What?
One of the best nights with the man I ever had was in Helsinki.
When I say big finish, I mean big end.
Oh yes, you did have a big end.
Ray.
Oh God. I'm saying, Ray, are you ready for the big finale? Oh, sorry, David. Yes, I am. Go on, do it. Okay, Ray, here we go. Oh. Merry Christmas, Ray.